this was good. I reached for the keypad of my mind and punched in the commands for a procedure we call slow creep. I began inching my enormous body across the seat, while at the same time keeping a careful eye on Slim. Pretty impressive, huh? You bet. Slim suspected nothing, but I knew there was little chance that I could slip past Drover without provoking some kind of comment. Sure enough, when I tried to slither myself through the tiny space between him and the seat, he noticed.
Where are you going?
Shh, not so loud. My window's rolled up and I'm about to gag on the stale air.
When I told you that, you told me to count my blessings.
Did you?
Yeah, I counted to one and quit.
Well, do a recount. You must have missed something.
Sunshine's all I could think of.
Drover, there are more blessings, hundreds of them. You just have to look for them in all of life's crannies and nannies. Now, if you'll excuse me.
At last, he moved out of the way.
Well, it doesn't seem fair that you always get the fresh air and I have to sit in the middle.
I heaved a sigh. Okay, Drover, remember that little promotion we talked about? As of this moment, I am promoting you to the shotgun position.
His eyes lit up.
Oh, goody, shotgun. I've always dreamed of riding shotgun.
He dashed over to the right side of the seat, and there his smile faded.
Yeah, but the wind has rolled up.
Drover, I deal in large concepts, not tiny details. You just have to work it out for yourself.
I resumed my stealthy scoot across the seat. By this time, I had made contact with Slim's right leg. I paused and did another quick scan of his face. It came back negative, so I mushed on to the most delicate part of the procedure, entering the lapillary region of his lap. If a guy trips an alarm, this is where it happens, as he snail crawls over that first leg and oozes himself towards the window, threading the upper portion of his body through, around, and between the driver's two arms. It's a toughie, let me tell you. And there are very few dogs who can pull it off. What usually happens is that the dog gets careless, presses too hard, sets off the motion sensors, and gets tossed to the other side of the pickup. But, you'll be pleased to know that I pulled it off. After minutes and minutes of slow, delicate creeping, I oozed myself onto the lapillary region and plunged my nose into the stream of crisp, clean fall air.
Yes! Oh, sweet air! Oh, happy lungs!
It was delicious, well worth all the pain and suffering I had endured to get there. At that point, I moved rapidly into the next phase, resetting all the switches for face, tail, ears, eyes, and mouth, and reconfiguring the system to produce an expression we call, "I've been here all day, no kidding." That's a pretty important part of the procedure because sooner or later, the driver is gonna figure out that, well, he's got a dog in his lap. The idea is to have "I've been here" ready to roll. It took Slim a while to respond, longer than I'd expected. I think I might have strung it out a little longer, but I made a poor calculation on weight distribution and pressed too hard with one of my hind paws.